Well, hi, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton. I want you to jump in the pickup with me. This week, we're going to go down to near the Texas-Mexico border, around Camp Wood, Lakey. I'm going to join my longtime buddy, actually two buddies, Larry Wysoon. Mr. Whitetail's going to be down here with me, and Wayne Hayes, who owns Hogman Outdoors. Wayne's got an awesome ranch down here with a lot of axis deer, a lot of hogs. So we're going to put his game alert, which is a little unit you put under the feeder, under a corn feeder, and when the hogs come up at night, the little light comes on, you get ready and get your rifle up or your bow or whatever and make the shot. But we're going to be visiting with Wayne and Larry down here. I'm just about into these canyons down in this country right now, so next time you hear me, we're going to be picking up a conversation with Larry and Wayne down here on Sunset Ranch. Well, I just pulled in the gate, folks, down here at Wayne's ranch and locked her back up. Got about a mile to travel down to the camp house down here. I know Larry and Wayne both will be waiting out in the yard. I talked to them on the phone here just a bit ago. But I'm using an air rifle of all things on this hunt, an Air Force Air Gun Texan. It's a 45 caliber, and it is absolutely lethal out to 100 yards and beyond. I'm using a Sun Optics USA tactical scope on it, and you can actually dial in the yardages. I have it zeroed at 50, but I can dial it in up to 125 and shoot a group that'll match a center fire. But I know Larry will be shooting his old Ruger, maybe a Ruger number one in 270 if I'm guessing right, but I see them up there right now. So we're going to stop here in a couple of minutes and say hello and let all you guys and gals meet them. Well, Wayne, it was a long drive down here. Good to see you, buddy.
Good seeing you, Luke. I'm glad you can make it up and look forward to the hunt. Glad to have you.
We're going to have a good time. And Larry, how was your drive, bud?
A lot shorter than yours, thankfully.
Yeah, pretty good haul from North Texas, but from Uvalde, maybe an hour or two, right?
Yeah, back here to the back where we are, it's probably about an hour and a half like that. But it's one of the few times I get to go anywhere where it's not a plane ride. So I really appreciate being here with you and Wayne and everybody else. So thank you very much for the invite.
You bet. We're glad to have you up here and look forward to getting you out there and see if we can get onto something.
Well, folks, thanks to deadlines for this show, I'm not going to be able to give you the complete story, the rest of the story on this hunt down at Sunset Ridge, but we're still hunting. I have had a ball down here with Wayne and Jason, who's down with Wayne visiting with us, and Larry Wysoon. Larry had to pull out and go to who knows where, but we're still hunting. I had a one-shot, actually, opportunity at a nice axis deer. The canopy on the live oak trees, I was just trying to shoot. I had to shoot right under it, and my bullet must have hit a twig or maybe a leaf, but it was a complete miss, which is a good thing. It didn't wound it. I hate to wound an animal. I had three nice audads. One younger one that I contemplated taking came in within about 46 yards. Young audads are pretty good eating. But speaking of eating, Jason down here that's doing the cooking, he cooked a pork loin. Absolutely the best pork loin I've ever eaten in my life. He injected it with Cajun seasoning, and of all things, milled it with cornmeal with a little Tony Satcheries mixed in, deep fried it until it was about 185 in temperature, tender, juicy, the very best pork loin I've ever had. And I'm planning to put some of my wild hog pork loins in the freezer to work just like that. Who would have thought about it, though, frying a whole pork loin? Actually cut it in two pieces to make it a little easier to batter. But, folks, I've had a great time down here. I wish that you could stay with me. I wish I could bring you the rest of the story, as Mr. Paul Harvey used to say, but I'm still hunting. Make sure and remember hppr.org. You can listen to the archive of this show after it airs and all the other shows that we do. And make sure and tune in next week. We're going to have some more fun in the outdoors. No telling where we'll be. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter's Supply, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, the Texas Deer Association, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Hogman Outdoors, makers of the Game Alert, Night Sight, and Darton Archery. Make sure and tune in next week. Let's have some more fun talking about the outdoors.